All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. So let's actually pick up. We started the section on the bottom of Kuf Chav Ches, page Kuf Chav Ches. So let's pick up on the last two lines on that page, right after the three periods.
Wow.
It's going to be a good week.
Table one is back.
those door prizes are very helpful. All right. Now I wonder why people don't come back after I welcome them back. So we actually started this section last week, but the truth is let's begin it again from the beginning, because we're really going to sink our teeth into this, as we're going to see that this is an incredibly profound insight from the Piagetzna. Kishem she efsha la'ovid below ratzon chazak. The same way in life, page Kuf Chav Ches. The same way in life, you have to have a ratzon chazak, a strong will. This is amazing. In life, you have to have a strong will. And remember again, how do we define this? You have to have hachlata chazaka, decisive. A person has to be decisive in life. Now, the amazing part of here is that the Piagetzna is going to explain that often we use these terms synonymously. Strong-willed and decisiveness are kind of like the same thing. So we're going to see that in the Piagetzna's view, they're actually dramatically different. It is much more difficult to go ahead and become a decisive person than to go ahead and be a strong-willed person. Why? Because in order to develop your will in life, in order to develop your meaning, what's your will? Your ratzon are the things that you want. So what helps you in life develop your ratzon, helps you to develop the things that you want. So again, you have your seichel, machshava chazaka. So ultimately, again, when developing your will, what do you want from life? What do you want from life? So there are many things that help in the creation of that ratzon. There's your intellect, there's your heart, there's emotion, there's a variety, there's life experiences. Vachlota, betoras hachlota, ikar kiyuma bishan shekol zulasa afsu. Both say this is amazing. When is decisiveness, being a decisive person, when is it most critical? When is it most critical? Often, when your other faculties are compromised. Sivo said, the gatlus of decisiveness, says the Piagetzna, is the ability to make a decision and move yourself forward, even when you can't see things clearly. See, ratzon, strong will, is a function of clarity. I know what I want, right? I woke up this morning, hopefully I have a plan for the day, I know what I want to accomplish, I know what I want to do, I know what I want to get out of today. That's my ratzon, that's my will. And so when faced with multiple decisions throughout the day, should I do this, should I do that, I'll make my decisions hopefully based on what will allow me to obtain or allow me to actualize my objectives. But what hachlota means, decisiveness means, is what happens when I'm at a crossroads and I don't know what to do. So my ratzon, I don't know what I want, or I don't know which will help me achieve my will. So Rashi says, we're going to see, sometimes when you're at those crossroads, what happens, there's what we call an analysis paralysis, right? A person just like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. So my youngest daughter takes gymnastics on Sunday. So yesterday, she was just tired. So she didn't know, should she go to gymnastics or not go to gymnastics? So she comes and says, Tati, what should I do? So I don't know. You know, first of all, I didn't know you take gymnastics. It's great. It's fantastic. I'm so happy for you. It's wonderful. You know, so she's like, what should I do? So it was amazing to see a 10-year-old, and literally, she could not be decisive. She's like, just tell me what I should do. Right? Tell me what I should do. Right? Whatever I should do, I'll do it. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to make the decision for you. Right? At the end, I did, because I just couldn't take it anymore. You're fine. Right? You're not going. No, she just went. But what was just amazing to me was, and I was hashgacha that I saw this, because we're that same way. All of us get that way at different points in time where I know I have to make a decision. I don't know what to do. And a lot of times, you'd be surprised people spend years in a state of indecisiveness. Now, sometimes it's not conscious indecisiveness. Sometimes it's subconscious indecisiveness where I've just kind of kicked the can down the road on making a decision. And I just forget about it or just busy my stuff with other things. But there are decisions that have to be made and I just haven't made them. Says the Piaget, so that's called hachlata. That's called decisiveness. That in life, the Piagetsna says, one of the greatest weaknesses is being an indecisive person. Sometimes, you just have to make a decision. Now, I mentioned this on Friday, that we're going to see in the Piagetsna's view, because sometimes even a bad decision is better than no decision. Because at least with a bad decision, you move your life forward. Okay, I realize I made a wrong turn. I have to reroute, right? I have to get back on the correct derech, but I've moved myself forward. So you hear that distinction. Ratzon, right, will represents a clarity. I understand what I want to do. I understand who I want to be. I want to understand which direction I want to go in. That's my ratzon. But there are many things that help my ratzon, right? My intellect helps my ratzon. My heart helps my ratzon. Emotion helps my ratzon. All of these things. Hachlota is when all of these things are not working on all cylinders. I don't have the clarity, but yet I still have to find the koach to make a decision and move forward. Kilomar, kefi ritzono shala ish kach asiyasa. In accordance, we're going to see, he's going to go back and forth, ultimately between ratzon and hachlota. Just so you're clear in your terms. Ratzon means will. Hachlota means decisiveness. So, kefi ritzono shala ish kach asiyasa. Your ratzon, your will, informs your accomplishments and how you live your life. Ubechas kaso, and the stronger your will, Hakol bittel kol aminosa. So again, I'm going to go to work today. Right, person, I'm going to go to work. If my ratzon is to be successful, that ratzon ultimately, however I'm defining success, that ratzon will push me to accomplish A, B, C, D. The stronger your will, the stronger your will, af bittel kol aminos talui. The stronger your will, the more you're able to overcome obstacles. Right? Again, remember, if I have weak, we all know this, if I'm weak-willed in a particular area, generally, I don't accomplish all that much. If I'm strong-willed, then I'll be able to accomplish and I'll be able to overcome obstacles. Im chazak ritzono yishaber v'yivatel huoson. If my will is strong, I will go ahead and smash through and negate any obstacles that stand in my way. V'im chaloshu, but if my will is weak, tivat lenehein also, then even the smallest of obstacles has the ability to overcome me. And the beautiful part, again, as we said before about ratzon, is that you have other ways to help you, other things that help you acquire a strong will. How do you develop your will? Right? What develops and informs your ratzon? So hopefully you take time to think. How do I know what I want in life? Hopefully that's the result of a process of cognition, introspection, contemplation, where I think about what are the possibilities I could have out of life? What are the possibilities I could have out of the day? Right? And here's what I want. Here's my ratzon. So there are many things, as the Piagetsna said, that help inform that ratzon. My thought, my wants, my life experiences, all of that comes together to form my ratzon. About in biratzon yishamesh overak l'sha, b'shashem esorer, bach. So now, but again, so ratzon is useful at times. Right, ratzon is only useful as long as ratzon is present. Bahachlata sarechu lishtamish tamid. We'll say to be a decisive person, that's a midah that one has to use at all times. Af bisha shenishtatka his oreruso v'imo gam daito. But at the end of the day, a person needs to use that hachlata even at a time where his oros has been silenced. So I will say, so this is actually amazing. So remember, this is what we said before, that even at times where the ratzon itself is no longer operating, that's where hachlota comes in. At a time where I'm not sure what I want, but I know that I have to want something. I'm not sure what I should do, but I know that I have to make a decision. Sometimes even, let me say it differently. The most important level is when Ratzon and Hachlota operate together. I have a strong will, and I'm decisive. If you have those two things together, that's a recipe for success. What the Piagetson is pointing out over here, where this will have to stop, what the Piagetson is pointing out over here, is that the great challenge in life is that sometimes, the Ratzon goes dark. And the Ratzon goes dark for a variety of different reasons. I'm confused. I don't know what I want. Something happened that uprooted or upended my Ratzon. See, even in that moment, when Ratzon goes dark, Hachlota gives me the koach to be decisive and move myself forward. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with this concept tomorrow.